89.3 The Current. Current's morning show around this time each Thursday morning. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us for the Arts Roundup. Good
Ta-da!
Morning! Ta-da! Here you are.
Hi. Hi.
You magically appear on Thursday mornings.
Bing! A little puff of cloud, a little stardust, and there, here I am. We have a lot of really interesting theater, kind of off-the-wall theater going on this weekend.
Okay.
And so these are smaller productions, not major theater productions, but these are really interesting productions, and I think people should get out there and see what they're about. First off, Red Eye Theater is presenting Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Now, this is based off of Fritz Lang's silent classic film, M.
Now, can you remind us what that is?
It's about a child killer.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah,
not really uplifting. But what's really interesting about this play right now is it's not so much about this guy committing the crime. It's about how society reacts to it and how we become a culture of fear and respond. And so, you know, as fear and paranoia starts to spread throughout the city. And I was just thinking about this in context with those kids who've been picked up by the cops for being alone without their parents in the park.
Oh, the free-range parenting.
Yeah, free-range parenting. And isn't it interesting that, you know, we talk about how, oh, when I was a kid, there was no problem. I went and hung out there all day.
I left in the morning and came home when it got dark.
Exactly.
You know, that's how I was raised.
And so what does it say about our society that we're now hovering and, you know, picking up kids and it's like, oh my gosh, you can't be alone. So I think this is really an interesting show to see right now in context with that news.
Yeah.
So that's Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And that's at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis. Then What I Want Now, I Will Want Later. These all have very interesting titles too. This is part performance gathering, part video installation, part fight club, part CD release event, part act of worship. This is at a space that's right next to Open Eye Figure Theater in Minneapolis. So it's actually a former apartment. And so it's small audience, but it's got Annie Enneking, the musician slash actor, performing, and they're going to be performing music. And it's just going to be this off the wall theater piece that has gotten some beautiful reviews. And it's just really playful but absorbing. And it just involves all sorts of music, dance, movement, theater, barely a narrative.
Okay.
But you just get this really incredible experience while being in somebody's former apartment. So should be cool. That's What I Want Now, I Will Want Later, with Annie Enneking and cast and crew.
All right. What else do you have on your list?
The third, last but not least, I'm a big Dostoevsky fan, Crime and Punishment. This is a performance that was done during the Fringe Festival, and they brought it back. It's live action set. And they're doing it in the Soap Factory, the home of the haunted basement tours. You know, they send you down through the basement,
yes,
and they have the smells, designer sounds to freak you out.
People touch you. The morning show, we did this thing right before Halloween.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You had to wear a mask and you didn't really know where you were going.
Yeah. Well, so this is the same thing. Is it in Crime and Punishment? You have to wear a mask and you can't talk while you're wearing the mask. And it's this whole thing. If you're familiar with the story of Crime and Punishment, about this guy who does wrong and the guilt and the pain and the suffering he goes through before he's ever even caught, mm-hmm, and just how the mental anxiety that comes out of this crime. So they're creating this environment in the Soap Factory basement with a designer smell. I don't know exactly how that works.
I don't know, but yeah, they're pretty good at doing that stuff. I mean, they really kind of awaken all of your senses.
Exactly. Yeah. So it says that, you know, due to some adult content, Crime and Punishment is not recommended for those under 16 years old. We recommend wearing comfortable shoes, and each audience member must wear a lightweight plastic mask for the duration of the performance. We strongly recommend that you wear contact lenses to avoid discomfort with glasses. And audience members may be touched by actors, but inappropriate reciprocal contact is prohibited.
Sounds like a pharmaceutical drug. It doesn't sound like a theater thing.
Hey, I remember having to sign a contract before we went down for the
haunted
basement.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, is this like a well-known manuscript about this Crime and Punishment play? Like,
no.
I know it's a book. Did they write this thing? Did they write a script for it?
They've created this experience, and loosely based around the storyline of Crime and Punishment. So it's not like they're taking a play play that was written years ago and just staging it down there. They've actually created a new story experience specifically for the haunted basement. For the basement of Soap Factory.
Sure.
A site-specific performance. So that's Crime and Punishment by Live Action Set, and that's at the Soap Factory.
You're listening to the Arts Roundup here on the Currents Morning Show. Marianne, we're going to put a link to all of these shows. And you're kind of like a participant, really, in that last one that you mentioned.
Exactly. So, you know, you start on the fringes and then you kind of work your way into the apartment. And then by the end, you're actually part of the show.
We have the links at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News. She joins us Thursday mornings for the Arts Roundup. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.